Okay, today's daf is Bechoros, daf Samach Aleph, the last daf here in Mesachas Bechoros. Today's shiur is sponsored in honor of the yahrzeit of Jamie Lehman, Chaim Menachem ben Menachem Rafael Vesara, by Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel. So today's shiur will start at Samach Mabez as we finish up, Be'ez Hashem, the Mesachas Bechoros, a Mesachta that started 2 months ago. And we've discussed, as we've said, various inyanim going from Bechor Behema Temeya, the first parak, Bechor Behema Tahora, the six prakim following. The Gemara said that we did the Bechor Behema Temeya first, if you remember, for two reasons. Either because it's smaller, so just finish it, or Chavivale, because we had the drusha in the first parak of why B'nai Yisrael, why there's a mitzvah by Dafka of donkeys. Donkeys helped us out on the way out of Mitzrayim. And then we discussed Pidgin HaBen in the 8th parak, and here in the 9th parak we have Meiser Behema. Tosfos says Meiser Behema always goes together, and the Rambam says they go together, and now we're finishing up the halachas of Meiser Behema. So let's get back to where we were up to. We are up to E Mishum Ha, about 10 lines up for the bottom. What are we talking about? We're mentioning that the Mishnah mentioned the Yisod, that if number 10 is labeled number 10, then number 11 can never have Kedusha. If the name was not Ne'ekar, if the number 10, the label of number 10 was not Ne'ekar for number 10, so then number 11 is, Meiser's done. If Meiser's done, I can't take something, an animal, and try to make it Meiser if it's already Meiser, right? It's similar, not exactly, but similar to, let's say, I label something as Truma, and then I give Truma to the Kohen. And then the next day, you know, I want to give more Truma. If it's not done by Basachas, if it's not done at once, once something's Truma, it's Truma. You can't make something Truma if it's, you've already been Mafra Truma. Now it's Techulin Mesukanim, right? You could give a present to the Kohen, but it might not be called Truma in terms of a czar that eats it. And once something is labeled, so then, you know, you can't undo it. So to here, that's what the Mishnah said. So the question was, what about Babas Achas? What about if two animals come out at once, number 10, number 11, and then I labeled them number 10, both of them. So, or I label them number 11. Both of those cases were discussed. So, is Basachas different? So we mentioned, yes, maybe Basachas is different. We try to bring a raya. That is what we just mentioned, that maybe Basachas is different. And that was the raya from the Brisa. So now we're about to reject that raya from the Brisa. That the Brisa doesn't have to be talking about Basachas, that you know both are Kadosh. Meaning, even if number 10 does not have label number 10 removed from it, still you can have a number 11 that has some kind of status. So doesn't this Brisa prove that? So Gemara says, no, Imishim Halo Arya. No, if it's just because of this, it's not approved, because the Brisa so might not be talking about a case of Basachas. Maybe the Brisa is talking about the following case. Sakamai Eskinan, to Kadim Chad Minayu, after 9 animals went out, then one animal stuck his head out. Number 10 stuck its head out, Va'afik Lareshe, and stuck its head out, V'kaya Chadasar, and he called it 11. And then he went back in. V'hadar I'ariv, V'nafik Bahadadi, and then 2 went out. Right, it stuck its head out, and then, so there you labeled 10, 11, right? So this is not exactly the case of lo ne'akar here. What? It was ne'akar. That's what this Bryce is not going to bring up, be a raya. V'hadari arav v'navik badadi, and then they went out, v'karinu asiri, and then you called both of them 10. D'ha ne'akar, shem asiri hemenu. So in that case, it was ne'akar, shem asiri, when it put the rosh out, it was ne'akar because you called number 10, 11, and therefore this is not a raya to the case of Basachas. I have a halo kadam tani, but doesn't the Brisa say one did not go in front of the other one? So what do you mean it stuck its head out? My lo kadam dahadar i'arib. It means the whole thing didn't come out. But it came out somewhat, and that's enough to label it as number 10, which you called 11, and that's why it is a case of ne'ekar shem mimenu. If you look at the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this halacha, and the Ma'ari Kirkus and others point this out, he quotes it a little differently than we have it. The Rambam here in Bechoros, Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Beis, the fourth to last halacha here in Mesachas Bechoros, Hayamone v'hotzi atzle rosho, v'rubo, min hadir, v'chazar, harayu kamani l'chal davar. The Rambam quotes the language of the Tosefta that we have. Does not quote our Gemara. Quotes rosho, v'rubo, the head's not enough. You need the majority of the body. The Ma'ari Kirkus points this out. Vigra din patosefta, the sof pachoros, hu kalashin rabbeinu, v'lashin rabbeinu misham kasvo. So even though Argamar just says rosho, the Rambam paskins like the Tosefta, unless he assumes this means rosho verubo, right? Which one could think about. Usually, let's rosho, you know, by, we had earlier in the Masechta, by Pidyon HaBen. right? If the or who's the firstborn, right? The one that comes out, Rosh comes out first, so Rosh is enough. So the Reishis Bikurim here discusses why would you mean even though for other halachas Rosho might be enough, maybe for this halacha of Meiser to be labeled as a number. It's not just saying birth, not just saying came out first. From the womb. But here, it might be a different halacha in terms of labeling with a number. You might also be mechalik between coming out of a womb and coming out of a field. You know, you might be mechalik between those two. Coming out of a womb, then any little bit is gonna be, you're out. Coming out of a field, you know, maybe coming, you gotta be out of the field. What, your head's out of the field? You're not out of the field. Right? Sometimes we have different definitions for knisa and yitzia. The Gemara talks about in Yevamos and elsewhere, bia b'miksas. What if I'm walking into a house and my nose went into the house, and the house has saras? So am I tamayet? Only my nose went in. What if I stick my hand in? What about sticking my hand into the azara? Right, the case of the mitzora by Sharon Nikinor. What about the postum discussed, putting your hands in between the walls of the kotel? Right, bia b'miksas. Many times, what's called bia, what's called yitzi, is not always the exact same definition in different areas of halacha. So here too, one might say the Rambam paskins rosho verubo here, even though rosho might be enough for bechor. So either you might be b'chalik, as we said, between womb and field, or one might be b'chalik between different areas of halacha for bechor and meiser. Right, kedusha versus status of a number, which comes first. Right, the meiser first becomes 10, and then is niskadesh because it is 10. Right, so that could be different. So he discusses this halacha back on Daf Nuntes, back on 2 days ago's Daf. The Reishis Bikurim has a discussion of this. Okay, so let's continue. Says the Gemara, Ukiman, who is this according to? Who is what? What we just said, that if I call number 10, 11, that's called an Akira. Who is that recording to? Deloka Rebbe. That's not like Rebbe Shita. D'i Rebbe, because Rebbe, in the following brisa that we're going to have, does not hold of that. Ha'amar achadasar lo havi akira. Rebbe says, if you call number 10, 11th, so that is not called an akira. Right? If you call number 9, 10, that's an akira. But if you call number 10, 11, that is not an akira. So, isn't this brisa against Rebbe? Okay, so maybe not. Afilu tema Rebbe. Maybe even Rebbe, who says elsewhere that if you call number 10 or 11, it's not an akira, he would agree here that it is. Why? Ki ama Rebbe hechad islei behemos tuva. When do we say that Rebbe says that if you call number 10, 11, that's where you have a lot of animals, da amrinan chad isura kamar. Because then when he says 11, maybe we could interpret his words not as 11, but Achad Asar, the first 10th animal. Achad Asar could mean 11, but Achad Asar could mean Achad, the first Asar of the 10th. I'm going to give a lot of Miseris. So maybe this is the first of my Miser. So maybe that's not an Akira. So when you have a lot of animals, so then, fine, Rebbe, we can interpret it that way. Hachad, let's play Bemis Tvei. Maybe this Bryce says, well, you didn't have so many animals, so this is the only Miser you're giving. So you can't say that he's saying this is the first of my 10th. It's 11th. And therefore, even Rebbe would agree that it is an Akira. The Chazon Ish here points out, even if we would ask the guy, and he says, no, I said 11th. That's not called an Akira. You need a Dibur, Mefurash, Umuchrach to be able to have the Akira. Right? Even if he would say, says the Chazon Ish here in Simin Chavzayin, on Bechoros, Yesh Layin, Lama Lo Shailinan Levim Akivim. Why don't you just ask him what he meant? The Yeshlomar, the Kivan, the Tzorach, Dibur Dafka. Meiser needs Dibur Dafka. Afilu Amar, Kivan, Shekivan, Lakaro, Yud Aleph. Even if he said I meant to call it 11, Ein Yud Aleph Kadosh. De Ein Kan Dibur Vadai, Lakira Shem Asiri. Right? And therefore, that's not the Dibur Vadai. And therefore, as long as it's possible that this is what he meant, that would be good enough. This relates to, again, another Sugyo, which depends on which context you have, Dvarim Shebelev. Dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, dvarim shebelev havi dvarim. So again, different areas of halacha have different requirements, as we just said here. Unless it's mefurish. Mefurish in your words, and there's no questioning this. So, that's called dvarim shebelev. And even though he says, this is what I meant, it's not good enough, right? Many, within different, each context of halacha, we have different laws of dvarim shebelev, and even within dvarim shebelev. We know remember Tosfos and Maseches Kiddushin. Tosfos there has three different levels of cases of Dvarim Shebelev. Right? What is Devarim Shebelev? So it depends. What if somebody sells all of their property because they think they're making Aliyah, and then they don't make Aliyah in the end? But they didn't make a T'nai when they sold all their property that they're making Aliyah. Or the Gemara talks about the case of somebody sells all of their property right before they die because they don't know that they have a, they don't think they have a, any children. And then right before they die, their long lost son shows up. So they obviously would have wanted to give the son the Yerusha. So, but they didn't say it tonight. So when is that Dvarim Shebelev Einim Dvarim, or when is something Dvarim Shebelev Ubelev Kaladam? Right, which means it's obvious. That's what Tosas discusses, Mem Tes Mebeis in Kiddushin, where Tosas discusses the three different levels. Rashbam also, Tosas says, Yesh Dvarim She'enem Tzrichim Tanai Kafol Elogili Milsa. Some cases, middle type of cases, you don't have to make a Tanai Kafol to make a Tanai. You don't need all the Mishpatei Atanoim, but you have to say something. You need a Gili Milsa. Da Anan Tzadi Da Daiti Tachi Ovid. Right, some cases you need a little gilui. The gam yesh dvarim shafilu gilui milsa lo boy. In some cases you don't even have to say anything. It's obvious. It's obvious. Kigon haida kosev konachasav lacherim. Like the case that I just mentioned from Baba Basra. You sell all your stuff because you don't know you have any kids, and then you find that you have kids. And then there's the third case where any regular case where you have no. Of course you have to even need it to that kafel. You want to get married? I'm going to ask that arranged tomorrow. How do we know that? We have no idea. So that's a case that's purely Dvarim Shebelev. And even Gili Milsa won't help, unless we have to know that you're serious, and therefore you use Mishpatei Hatznoyim. Right, so those are three cases, right, he says, Ukumochin Anatzadi Delozavan Eladaita Lamesak Arad Yisrael. And he quotes on the side here of Kiddushin, Ayin Tosfos La'el, Tosfos Sukkah, Tosfos Babasra, Ksubis, right, all the cases where Dvarim Shebelev comes up. But again, that's the Chazon Ish's comment here, relates to that in terms of, even if he would say, this is what I meant number 11, still, it wouldn't be good enough if he has many animals. So that's the machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanah. We want to say maybe the Brice is against Rebbe. No, maybe even Rebbe would agree here because it is he's talking about a case where there are a lot of animals, and here's talking about where there are very few animals. So the Gemara says, so my Rebbe, where is Rebbe? What's the source of Rebbe in the Brice? The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Kara la Asiri Achadasar. Ula Achadasar Asiri. I call number 10, 11, and then I call number 11, 10. Ein Achadasar Kadosh Divei Rebbe. Rebbe says that number 11 is not Kadosh, because calling 10, 11 is not an Akira. So it's Ki'ilu, number 10 was called 10, or at least number 10 went out 10th, and therefore the 10th is Meiser, and after that, you're done. 11th can't be Meiser. Because it can't be Hashlamas was Tamatem was perfect. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Acharas are Kadosh. No, the 11th is Kadosh. Why? Because he considers that an Akira. Klala, my Rabbi, Kozban Shalonek, Hashem Asir Mimenu, Ein Acharas are Kadosh. As long as number 10 did not have the status uprooted, so then the next one is not Kadosh. Shiva Kubetzes adds in, Vahalo Nekar, wasn't it Nekar by saying 11? Amar Rava, Hakamayaskina, Disle Behemas Tuva. He has a lot of animals, Damrinan, Chad Isura Ka'amar. What he meant to say was the first of my tens, the first of my Meiser, not 11. Period. Next line of the Brisa, getting back to what we said before. Next line of the Brisa, Yatsu Shnayim Ba'asiri. If two of them went out as 10, right? After nine animals went out, two of them went out. Yatsu, Shnayim, Ba'asiri. So what's the halacha there? So, and you call them both 10. So, Tana, three deis, three brises. Tana chada yiru. One brisa says that they both have to graze and wait till they get a mum. The Tana chada yakrivu. And others say you can be makriv them with the chumras of Meiser and Shlamim. V'tanya idach yamusu, and the other writer said, no, they have to be left to die. They be left to die like one of the chatos mesos, kind of. So how do you answer this? Three days. So lokasha. So machlokes is three different days of the tanaim. Ha ditana yiru, the one that says yiru. Let's continue. Ha ditana yiru rabbanan he. May the one that says yiru, they have to be grazed, is the sheet of the rabbanan darinan. A may be in kachron the base absul. You're not allowed to bring karbano to the base absul. What does that mean? If I have a karban, I'm not allowed to do something that will minimize its time of consumption. And if I do, so then that's indirectly causing nosar. And therefore, if nosar happens, okay, I violated a lav she'en bo ma'isa, I have to burn it, but I can't do something I can't be makriv something that will directly minimize the amount of time for consumption or the amount of people that could consume it. So the one that says that the animal should graze and you shouldn't be makriv it, you know what the problem is? Because if I makriv these animals with the chumra of both Meiser and Shlamim, so that means from both animals, I have to give the chazeh and the shok to the Kohen, to the Kohanim. Right? Because just in case, if it's Meiser, then it's all mine. But if it's the Shlamim, I have to give the chazeh and the shok to the Kohanim. There aren't so many Kohanim. So it could be, if there are two chazeh v'shoks here, maybe I'm limiting that chazeh v'shok of the Meiser to the Kohanim, and that's going to be considered being v'yikach shel beis apsul. V'yikach shel beis apsul is both in terms of time, right, have less time, right? That's why we don't say Mizbor L'Soda on Erev Yom Kippur, right, or on Erev Pesach, because the carbon toda that has chametz in it, so I wouldn't be able to have finish it in an amount of time. It's very, very little time. So, and in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, the carbonos, you're not allowed to limit it. Right? So Rashi in the Ksav Yad, Rashi on top, says on the second line, the tzarch laharim mehem chazev shok v'litim l'kohanim umitok shakohanim mu'atin hein, because there aren't so many, as compared to all other, the rest of the nation. And it'll be possible belina. And therefore, that's why it's better for these animals just to graze. Wait till it gets a mum, and then we could deal from there. So that's the first opinion in the Brisa. The one that say that maybe a kajal beisab sul. We assume, by the way, most hold that that's an issa d'rabanan. And Isidar, what's the Isidar Isa? So the Rabbanan, it's a Gzeira, it's a Syag, that we shouldn't do that. If it's a Daraisa, then it'll be a Syag Daraisa. But, Pashas is a Syag, that we shouldn't, reach that stage. Okay, let's just finish the sentence. Ve'atani yakrivu Rabbi Shimoni, damar Rabbi Yekashel beis apsul. The other Brisa that says you can be a makar of them is like Rabbi Shimon, who's not concerned of that, about Mavian Kachim. Right, obviously, you try your best, but you don't have to worry about that factor. That's too indirect. And Vadatani Yamusu, Rabbi Yehuda hi. And the one that says that they have to be left to die, it's Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, Toos Meiser, Tamura Havye. If somebody makes a mistake by Meiser in this regard, it is considered Tamura, and Tamura's Meiser is never Hokraf. Tamura's Meiser have to be left to die, Tamura's Meiser crave, Toos Meiser, Tamurahi Havye Ksav Rabbi Yehuda Tamuras Meiser Mesa. So that's the Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We had a little bit of Rabbi Yehuda already yesterday. That is the third Brisa. There is a discussion. So some of the Achronim point out that this Gemara seems to be against the Kesef Mishnah. Which Kesef Mishnah? The Gemara says here that there's a concern Mavim Kachin Lebeis Apsul even by part of an animal. Right here, just the chazeh and the shok, that's who you're worried about. The Shar HaMelech points in Psuli HaMukdashim, in Vav Yudches, one of the classic achronim on the Rambam, generally very long. Shar HaMelech points out that the Mikan Muchach, that the Yechoshesh, the base of soul, even on Mixas Karban. And this is against the Kesef Mishnah in Psuli HaMukdashim, Vav Yud Aleph. Because the Kesef Mishnah says there in Vav Yud Aleph, in the Perek, all about Taruvos. Remember we had Perek HaTa'aroves in Meseches Zvachim. So the Rambam quotes all of those halachas in Perek Vav of Hilchas Tzulei HaMukdashim. And again, the general rule was, if there's a mix-up, if there's an Eruv, then you have to just be Machmir, like the more Chamor carbon that was mixed up. So the Rambam says in one of the halachos, Yud Aleph, Vav Yud Aleph, Toda Shenis Arva Be'el Nazir. A carbon Toda that was mixed up with an El Nazir, which are both Kadshei Kalim. Right, they're both semi-shlamims, but they also have their own unique halachos. Toda has loaves, and El Nazir has the zroa b'shela, that is cooked, and that's, learn a lot of halachos of kashrus from that. Shneim yikarvu, both should be hukrav, v'yanif alechem imahen, and be made nifalechem, right? That's what the Rambam says. Says the Ravid, v'hamemayit achila zroa b'shela. But what do you mean? Are you being memaid in the Zerah B'Shela, right? A carbon toda can only be until that day, till Chatzos. El Nazir is like a Shlamim, and you could eat it day night day. So the El Nazir, which is the Zerah B'Shela of the El Nazir, you're being memaid, it's eating time. So how are you allowed to do that, right? Why are you allowed to be makavit? Says the Kesef Mishnah, Va'ani Omer, Shim Hasaga Zu Hasaga Eina Al Rabbeinu. Number one, don't blame the Rambam, blame the Tosefta. Avalafiha MS, Efshar Lomar, Tekivan She'eno Memaid Bachilas kola karbon ela bimiksaso lo chayshinon. You only made a little bit of the karbon, not the whole karbon, and therefore there's no issue of mevi'in kashel based on psul. That's the kesef mishnah here in psulim mikdashim vavid aleph, which the Shar HaMelech says is mefurish against our gemara. Because our Gemara says that you're worried, according to the way Rashi understands it, you're worried about the Zerah B'Sheila. I'm sorry, you're worried about the Chazeh and the Shok, right? The Meiser and the case of Meiser and Shlamim, you're worried about the Chazeh and the Shok, and therefore it is going to be even by a partial carbon. Okay, but either way, these are the 3 days in the Brises. The Chashukei Chemed here discusses Ta'uyos. Toes meiser. You can talk about any mistakes in halacha. You know, that's the flexibility of a chashuk echemed on these dafim. So he has one case where he talks about toyos regarding Kabbalah Shabbos or Kabbalah Yantif. Right? What's the case of toes? Following case: it was Asar B'Tavis on a Friday, which happens every couple of years. Asar B'Tavis on a Friday, and a kohen was Makabel Shabbos. He was Makabel Shabbos, and he walks into shul already. He was whatever it is. Maybe he was davening mincha early. He was Makabel Shabbos, and he walks into shul, and the tzibur is davening mincha, and they want him to do berachas kohanim. So could he? That's not a malacha. So could a kohen who was ready Makabel Shabbos do berachas kohanim for Friday? That's the shaila. Echad means what if he? You can ask other shailas also. But anyway, that's the shaila. So the Trumas Hadeshen, one of the first Trumas Hadeshens in Hilchas Shabbos, talks about the case of Kabbalah Shabbos Betos. Right, if they thought it was Shabbos, they accepted, and then all of a sudden the sun came out. Right, they thought it was just dark and it was just cloudy. So there's a concept of Kabbalah Shabbos Betos. Some look at Kabbalah Shabbos as a Kabbalah Tosefes, as a neder. Right, that's the Chakira in Tosefes Shabbos. Is it mitam neder, or is it mitam I'm allowed to make the calendaric day start earlier? Right, how much is it, a lot of nafkaminas between Tosefes Shabbos and Shabbos? That's a discussion. But what about here? Here it wasn't betoas, there's just a need. There's a tzorech. So could I undo my Kabbalah? So he starts with what you would have thought. He starts with the Taz. The Taz and Ilchus Shofar. A tzibur, it's Friday Rosh Hashanah, and then it's going into Shabbos, let's say. And the tzibur didn't have a shofar earlier in the day, and all of a sudden, after they were Makabel Shabbos, a shofar comes. So, what do you do? That's the case of the Taz. Heviu lahem, it's in the Siman Taf Resh. Heviu lahem, shofar, la'achar shkiblu ha-Shabbos, yisku below bracha. Mishum da kabbalah ha'isa betoas, shidu ha-yodam sha-shofar baderach, la'hiu makabel nasa Shabbos. Right, that's looked at as you have that formulation. It's like an neder. Ulachar kamin yoneinu, ulay olmar sha-kabbalah ha'isa betoas, maybe here too. But he says, my father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, said, you can't say everything is a mistake. Lo kol davar oseh toos. Kedei l'gvoa sha-kabbalah ha'isa betoos, to really say this, chayavim anu lios mishuchna'imu b'tuchem. We have to be sure. Shebishum ofan lo yem ha-kabbalah Shabbos b'achmasi bazu. We have to be sure that the people would have said, for sure, if I knew this would happen, I would never have been Makabel. So the mitzvah chaviva shofar that you do once a year to do on Rosh Hashanah, that you could say. Then you could say that people, I wouldn't have wanted my Kabbalah Shabbos. Or the Netziv has a tshuva in the Meshiv Davar. He doesn't quote it. But the Netziv has a tshuva. Let's say somebody was Makabel Yontif. And then they find out that their relative had died. So could they sit shiva for 10 minutes before Yontif? And then there's no more shiva. Do we say that they would have wanted to sit shiva on the day of, or do we say no? Right, so you have to know how clear it is. So here he says it's clear by shofar. V'lachein mitzvah shofar shu tukfal shoyom baru lanu shaloi mekabal shabbos ilo yodei shaviyu shofar. Aval, birchas kohanim, kriyas vayachal, it's part of the mitzvah of a tainus. Well, that's not the ikar of a tainus to do birchas kohanim. Okay, usually the kohen, gets to do this. But that's not so clear that we would say betoas here too. V'nira du'adin kasher asar b'tevis chal b'echa mimasachol. What about the following case? What about a regular? Right? What happens if it's a weekday and somebody already davened Ma'ariv and then someone else is still davening Mincha? I guess two different groups of Jews who hold different zmanim. Right? Could the one who already finished the fast do berachas kohanim there even without the Shabbos Shaila? Anyway, that's his discussion here. And he assumes, though, in the end, he says he can. L'sikum ha-kohen ya'al ha-laduchan g'di l'zakos ha-tzib berachas kohanim v'yimitzvah d'rabim sh'rebelezer shichver avdo g'di l'hashlam ha-minyan. Remember that, brachas mem zayin. Ach l'inyin bracha tzarech iyan. V'nira, he said this was, in the question that he was asked, there was one other kohen. They just wanted two kohanim, which is more of a kiyum of berachas kohanim. So the other kohen that was not Makabel Shabbos should make the bracha, and the first kohen just could be Yotze with that case. And the other case he talks about here, there's a lot, we'll just mention two, is a case where there was a shul that the women were also allowed to bid on, you know, kibudim. I guess they wanted to buy it for some of the men. So there was a case where a gabbai was a bidding war going on for Maftir Yona. There was a man in the men's section, a woman in the women's section, and after after a very high price was received, the man won, or the woman, what was the case here? I don't even know. What was the case here? Ma'aseh ve'echad shadam shi'tiyah elef shekel, Maftir Yona, v'isha achad me'ezros nashim, v'isiyah elef ha'matayim, v'nishra ha'mitzvah v'yad, she won. And then it came out that it was a husband and wife. It was a husband and wife that were bidding against each other. Yes, it was a case, a shul that you couldn't see who was bidding. Anyway, so the woman says, okay, I don't want to give more. I was bidding against my husband. What he said was good. But neder l'staka. Neder l'staka. Neder betoos. Neder l'staka, the Shulchan Aruch says, a neder l'staka betoos is nothing, just like hektish betoos is nothing. So maybe here too. But here we say no. But you were Mesiach Das from the, is this a toos? It is and it's not, because you committed to give this amount of tzedakah. You know, you didn't know who it was. So again, that's another case of toos here. He talks about it in his ota to say that you'd have to give the higher amount. Okay, a lot more cases of toos, but we'll leave that for now. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, fifth line. Miksavah Rabbi Yehuda, Tamura's Meiser Mesa. Is that really true? That Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tamura of a Meiser has to be left to die? Doesn't have any Kedusha, you can't do anything with it? Again, Tamura generally is Hokrav. A Tamura of others. Special din. Special din according to Rabbi Yehuda that the Tamura's Meiser is, cannot be Hokrav. But for Hatanan, didn't we learn? We learned earlier. Amru Mishum Rabbi Meir. We learned in our Mishnah that when Rabbi Yehuda was arguing with Rabbi Meir about the number 11, Rabbi Meir says the number 11 is Oset Tamura, right? Yesterday's daf. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, number 11 can't be Oset Tamura. Can a Tamura make a Tamura? That was the language of Rabbi Yehuda. Yesh Tamura, Oset Tamura. And Rabbi Meir said back to him, but what do you mean? If it was Tamura, it wouldn't be Hukraf. So doesn't that show that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that? Because he's saying to Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean? It's Hukraf. That shows it's not a real Tamura. So, Bahatzan, Amr Mishum Rabbi Meir, Eloi Tamura, Eloi Akarev. Michlal, Rabbi Yehuda Savar Karev. Doesn't it sound like from that formulation of the argument, that Rabbi Meir say, hey, don't you agree that it's Karev? So therefore, you should agree that it can make it Tamura. It's not really Tamura. V'chitema, and if you want to say, Rabbi Meir, Lamai Desfira Leika Amar. And if you want to say, maybe Rabbi Meir is not saying L'shitascha. He's saying, according to me, Rabbi Meir is saying to Rabbi Yehuda, well, I hold it could be Karav. So if I hold it could be Karav, that's why I say it could also make it Tamura. Because L'shitasi, it's not really Tamura. It could be Hokrav. It's not really Tamura's Meiser. And therefore, it can make it Tamura. So maybe it's not really, he's not really stating what he thinks Rabbi Yehuda holds. But that's fine in the Mishnah, but we have a Braisa that says Beferish. V'yatanya, Ein bein achad asar l'shlamim. The only difference between the 11th in a Meister line and the Shlamim is Ela shezeh ose kedusha. That could create more kedusha, like Tamura, likarev, v'zeh ein ose kedusha likarev. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi says here in this Braisa that number 11 does not create kedusha likarev. But what is that mashma? Kadosh likarev hu delo avid ha'ihu gufei karev. It can't create another animal's kedusha. It can't create tamura, but mashma that it can be hukrav itself. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that tamura's meiser can be, or this case is not really tamura's meiser fully. It can be hukrav. So therefore, back to Arkasha. The brisa that says that the animal should die, so it can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says that they can't be Hokrav. V'yodim, we have another braisa that says a Beferish. Titania, Imen Abakar, L'rabos, Achadasar, L'shlamim. That includes number 11 to be a Shlamim. Yochosh Animar be'afat Tashi'i. You might think even number 9, Amart v'chi Hektish l'fanav Mekadish l'achar Mekadish. Does Hektish, could that be Mashpia and be Mekadish l'fanav, meaning before it? Or alachrav, meaning before it becomes kadosh or after it becomes kadosh. Havim alachrav mekadosh. Right? What does tamura always do? Right? It creates tamura after an animal is a carbon, is kadosh, it's a mekadosh afterwards. So this is a sifra. This is the sifra that says that number 11 does create tamura. So, and stam sifra, mani, Rabbi Yehuda hi. And stam sifra is Rabbi Yehuda, we know that from Sanhedrin. Viktani, mina bakal, rabos azharas, acharas, alushlamim. So, we have two brises, beferish, and maybe it's even implicit in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that number 11 can create, number 11 is Hukrav. So if number 11 is Hukrav, then he can't be the author of the Brisa that says that when you have a mix-up with 10 and 11 and you label them as one, so then they have to die. So that can't be the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda, and therefore we're stuck, we're back to the question. The Gemara, when Stam Sifra Rebbe Yehuda, remember that's based on the Brisa in, and the statement in Sanhedrin on Daf Pevav, where the Gemara there has the important two lines, Pevav Aban Aleph, in the name of Rebbe Yochanan, Stam Masnisan Rebbe Meir, Stam Tosefta Rebbe Nechemya, Stam Sifra Rebbe Yehuda, Stam Sifri Rebbe Shimon, Vikulu Alibad Rebbe Akiva. The source of Torah Sheba Peh is Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva, with the 24,000 students that he lost, and he started again. When he started again, that's the source, and that's all these Talmidim. These are his Talmidim, and that's why they're the basis of all of Torah Sheba Peh. Rebbe Akiva is the source, right? That's why Moshe Rabbeinu is the source of Torah Shebichsav from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if we would pick one personality, who is the source of Torah Sheba Peh, it would be Rebbe Akiva. Right, even more than Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. I mean, he was the one that organized Rebbe Akiva, because it was his Talmidim that put together, and, you know, they're the authors of all of these, right? That's the Gemara in Maseches Menachos, Daf Chavtes, where Moshe Rabbeinu asked Rebbe, he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu tying on the crowns of the letters, and he says, Hashem, what are you doing this for? He says, because there's going to be somebody in a couple of generations, Akiva ben Yosef Shmo, that's going to darshan tilei tilim shel halachas, like darshan mountains of halachas from these little crowns. And he says, really? Let me see him. And he goes zapped into the classroom, doesn't understand anything until one of the students asks a question, and Rebbe Akiva says, halacha l'Moshe Misinai. And that gives Moshe Rabbeinu nechama. And then he says, Hashem, why don't you let him give the Torah? So out of all the Tanam, why is Moshe Rabbeinu saying that about Rabbi Akiva? Let him give the Torah. Yeah. Okay, Ezra HaSofer also, let's say, also has a certain status, right? Ezra Tinasein Al Yado. But we're in the world after the Tanakh, Rabbi Akiva, because he's the source of Torah Shebal Peh. Right, Torah Shebal Peh, and that's what this whole Brisa of in Sanhedrin, Daf Pevav, which is the source of Stam this, Stam that, Kulhu Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. They're all Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. He's the source of everything in Torah Shebal Peh. And remember, he didn't even start till he was 40. As the Avos de Rabbi Nassan describes about when he was walking and he saw the water on the rock. But that's the amazing personality and leader that Rabbi Akiva was. But this Stam Sifra is just part of that discussion. Anyway, so back to the question of the author of the Brisa that says they both have to die. So who is that? So Ella, the Gemara says, Tirgama Rabbi Shimon Barebi Abba, Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, B'Maiser Bizman Hazeh Askinan. We're talking about Maiser Bizman Hazeh. That's why you have to let them die and close them up. Because you don't want them, Umishim Takala, as we said earlier in the Masechta, you don't want animals walking around. If they have karbanos, you're not supposed to do Maiser Bizman Hazeh. You're not supposed to count them out. But let's say somebody did count them out. That's what happened. Maiser Bizman Hazeh, Askinim Shem Takala. And that's why it is said here, that they have to be, that Bryce is talking about, Bizman Hazeh, they have to be left to die. Iyachi Mayaya Trey, Afilu Chanami. As far as the Bryce is talking about a mix up, even one animal that's Maiser, should be left to die. So Lomi Boy Kamar. It's a not only. Lomi Boy Chad. Yeah, if you have one, for sure you have to be let it to die. The less sleep seda, there isn't as much hefse there. That for sure. Ella Aval Trey. You might have thought that if there are two that got mixed up, Kiva the Defishi Pseida, because there's hefse in Maruba, Lish Hinu Adenefo Bahu Muma. Maybe we should wait till it gets a mum Vadachlinu. Then we should be able to eat it. Maybe they should wait till it gets a mum Vadai that we know. Even though we're not Bakian, you know, maybe that type of mum will be clear. Kamash Malan, no. Kamash Malan, even if it's two, that's the Chiddush of the Brisa, we still say that it has to be put away. It has to be put away. Tosfos here and the Rambam. Tosfos here and the Rambam. In the little Tosfos, but Meiser. Tosfos says, even though the rabbi said that you're not supposed to do Meiser today, if you did it, it is Meiser. Right, that's what Tosfos says. Im iser chal alav shem meiser. That is the Tosfos, and the Rambam says the same thing in Bechoros, Vav Yud Beis. The Rambam here, in Vav Yud Beis, quotes also that Bizman Hazeh, it shouldn't be done. Vav, let me just find it, here in Vav Beis. The Rambam says, Meiser behema noheg b'chulin avalo b'mekdoshin. V'noheg ba'aretz u'b'chutz l'aretz. B'fnei b'ayis v'shol b'fnei b'ayis. As we said earlier. Aval chachamim asru la'aser behema b'zman hazeh. The chachamim asered being ma'aser behem b'zman hazeh, v'tiknu shein ma'aserin, ela b'fnei habayis, gezeira shem yochluhu tamim, v'nimsa bali de iser kares, shehu shchitas kachim b'chutz. Right, you're going to want to eat it, right, you're going to end up shechting it, and it's shchitas kachim b'chutz, right, so therefore, don't do ma'aser, we don't want any karbanas. Walking around today. And if you do it, so then it works. What's the emphasis of Tosfos and the Rambam? Because one might have said, like we have a big sugya, once the Rabbanan told you not to do something, then they knock it out. They knock out the din. Right? There are sources. Right? Remember Tosfos in, not exactly the same, but Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Gimel. Famous Tosfos. Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Gimel explaining the language of the Mishnah in Sukkah Chavches, which is quoted in Sukkah Daf Gimel, that Beisham Beis Hillel, if you sit in such a Sukkah, that's Pasul Midrabana, Lo Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. You've never been Mekayim the Mitzvah of Sukkah. That's the language of the Gemara. And Tosfos says there, in Sukkah Daf Gimel and Aleph, against the Ran. The Ran says, don't take the language literally. But Tosfos says there, Lo Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha, Ziafilu Midaraisa Lo Kiyam. Even Midaraisa, once the Rabbana knocked out this sukkah, and they said this sukkah is pasul, so then you're not even Yosef the Mitzvah Midaraisa if you sit in it. Right? The Ran on that Mishnah argues. He says, no, it means, look, yeah, the Mitzvah sukkah, karaui. It means properly. And the Ran quotes the mashal of Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer. What if you don't say Pesach Batzamar? You spoke 3 hours about Sibir Sibir Bisraim. You're not Yotze? It means lo kiyim perfectly, karoi. But of course you're Yotze on a basic level. But Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says you're not Yotze. Meaning Tosfos is an example, many other examples, where the Rabbanan have the power to knock it out even on a Daraisa level. Right? The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah of Kiddush. Right? Midaraisa, what do you say for Kiddush? Whatever you want. Shabbos is awesome. I love Shabbos. What do you say for Berachas Hamazon? Hashem, I love the food, thank you. And I daven for Malchus Beis David, Eretz Yisrael is very special, and I thank you for Bris Milah and Torah. Yotzi Midaraisa. That's all you have to say. But the Rabbanan now are Misakin and Nusach. So the Minchas Chinuch has that suffix. Once the Rabbanan say a Nusach of Kiddush, say a Nusach of Berachas Hamazon, of Tefillah, maybe if I don't do it that way, I'm not even Yotzi under the Daraisa level. Right? Questioning that Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger has the suffix. Right, some early Achronim say, 1 minute, when a man, let's say a woman doesn't daven Ma'ariv on Friday night. So a man is Yotzei, Kiddush, Daraisa, and Shul. And a woman is not. So a man is only Chayiv Midrabana now to make Kiddush Alakos. So how could somebody's Chayiv Midrabana be Motzi, the woman who's Chayiv Daraisa? So some say the whole question doesn't get off the ground. Some say a man is not Yotzei with Kiddush, Daraisa, and Shul. Why? Because the Gemara says in Arvei Psachim that you have to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. And that's not in the Friday night davening. Friday night, we only have Zechariah Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush. So maybe even a man is not Yotzi Midaraisa in Shul. Because in the Friday night Shemon Esrei, in the Amidah, does not mention Zechariah Yetzias Mitzrayim. Others say no. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, well, when a woman says Get Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom, she's Yotzi Daraisa. And therefore they're both Yotzi Daraisa. But 1 second, the Minchas Chinuch is questioning that. Maybe once the Rabbanan told you how to make Kiddush, so then you're not Yotzi with Geshavus. But according to that, you're not even Yotzi with Shmon Esrei, because the Rabbanan were Mesakein how to do Kiddush when you get home. You say it on the coast with this Nusach. Then also that would answer the question. But the Rabbanan said, don't do Kiddush in davening. That's davening. Right? That's Tefillah. But maybe you should have to do Kiddush. Again, a big topic. But I saw us that the Chalkas Yoav discusses the Kavid de Kashyesia, right? The Chalkas Yoav has a sefer with 103 questions. His unanswerables. It's called Kava, Kuf Beis Aleph, right? Which is 103. De Kashyesia, my 103 questions, right? The Chalkas Yoav. So there he talks about, this discussion that according to, some Mefarshim that say you're not Yotzei even b'dieved, right? The Rabbi Kiva Eger says if you blow shofar on Shabbos b'zman hazeh, or you Yotzei shofar even b'dieved, but then why should the Rambam and Tosfos here say that the Rabbanan said don't be ma'aser b'zman hazeh? But how could the Rambam and Tosfos say, but if you did, it works. What do you mean? The Rabbanan knocked it out, didn't they? Right? So that's the, again, it can be mechalik between different, contexts, obviously. You have different areas of halacha. A couple of days of the Rishonim. If somebody says kriyashma after chatzos, bizman hazeh. Right, there's a daya in Rabbeinu Yonah in the beginning of brachas. Not yotze. They just said that the harkin kazadim in avera. There's a daya. They knocked out that time for zman kriyashma. Only chatzos. We don't pasken that way. We pasken you should say it even after chatzos. But, in any case, let's continue. So says the Gemara, last section here of the Masechta. Itmar. Ha'omer l'shlucho. Someone says, can you make a shliach to be ma'aser? Ha'omer l'shlucho. Tzei va'aser alai. Go be ma'aser for me. And guess what? They messed up. They messed up with the nines and the tens and the elevens. But it's clear, just even before we get into it, it's clear that you can be ma'aser alai shliach. That's what is clear from this Gemara, if he did the right thing. And that's the Minchas Chinuch Kasha on the Maharit. Maharit writes, famous Maharit in the Sugya of Shlichus, the Maharit says you cannot make a Shliach Lahakdish. I want to be Makdish somebody, I can't make a Shliach. Why? Mili lo mimsri lo Shliach. Which is the Sugya in Meseches Gittin and Kiddushin, which means one Shliach cannot make another Shliach if it's just words being passed. Shliach A to Shliach B. It does not mean Mishaleach to Shliach A. That's not where Milu Momusil Shliach applies. That's why everybody argues on this Ma'arit. It's a misusage of the principle. The principle says you can't, Shliach A cannot make Shliach B if it's just Mili, if it's just words. If it's an action, you can maybe. But from Mishaleach to Shliach A, you can do whatever you want. The Ma'arit says, no, it's Mili. So the Minchas, big discussion of the lumpness of that. But the Minchas Chinuch assumes this Gemara is beferish against the Ma'arit. Because being Ma'aser something is making it a carbon, isn't it? Unless you say it's not, it's just labeling it as number 10, and then memela it's a karban. But if you say being ma'aser is being makdashit somewhat, then this gemara is against the maharit. So, ha'omer l'shlucha, that's the maharit, in aleph kufchav zayin. Chelak aleph simon kufchav zayin. Good. So, ha'omer l'shlucha, the Minchas Chinuch says, he suggested that maybe you get out of it because it happens automatically. So he says, well, for 9 and 11, for sure it's a raya, because that you're being makdash. You want to say number 10 is automatic? Fine. But 9 and 11, if that has any kedusha, that's a real hakdasha of the gavra. So therefore, you see it could work. Okay. So seva aser alai, and he messes up. So, Rav Papi, Mishmei de Rav Kara Lachi Asiri Kadosh. Right? He says, if you call number 9, 10 is kadosh, well, lachadasar Asiri ain't a kadosh. It's not kadosh if you called the 11th 10. Rav Papa Amar, afilu kara lachi asiri eino kadosh. To Amar le, tzkuni shatartech lo lavisi. Rav Papa, in the name of Rava, says, no. I only sent you to be a shliach if you don't, I didn't send you to mess up. So if he messes it up, so then all of a sudden he's automatically not a shliach. Therefore he had no right to do it. That's a principle that comes up often in the world of shlichus. Tzkuni shatartech lo lavisi. Pashtus, this means, Because now you made a, why you mess me up? Because now you gave an animal that I have to wait till it gets a mum, and I can't, do whatever I want with it. Rashi adds in something else too. Sark lahamtin lo achi tumam va'od sha'asr ligzoz v'lavodbo. Right, they're both, different limitations. The Rashi's Bikurim talks about the different limitations, that are here. He talks about, this principle. How could Rav Papi argue on that? Doesn't he hold Rav Litkuni Shatadich Lola Visi? Why doesn't he say that is, right, everybody agrees to that. If a shliach messes up, he's not a shliach. So why is that only Rav Papa in the name of Rava? What about Rav Papi in the name of Rava? So he says, a fascinating chiddush. The whole issue of Meiser we've been learning the past 4 daf is that it happens even by mistake. Even if I do it. So you could only say that there's a mistake ruin shlichus is if the mishaleach, you know, wouldn't have, if the mishaleach made a mistake, he would have said like it's a mekatos, and that he would have been able to go back on the mistake. But here, if the mishaleach did it with a mistake, it also would be chal. So maybe you can't say l'tkunishadadek lo lavisi because, you know, in the world of meiser, mistakes are chal. And therefore, maybe even by a shliach. Maybe. That's his suggestion. Good. So, machlokes. So how is this different than the following? As we know from elsewhere, ha'omer l'shlucho, if somebody says, the Mishnah in Trumos, if somebody says to their shliach, say, v'trom, go take off Trumo without telling him how much Truma to take off. Torim kadas balabayis. So he should give based on what he thinks the balabayis would give. Im eni odei adaydosh balabayis. If he has no idea how much the balabayis would give, 1/40th, 1/50th. So then, torim bevenonis echa minun. So give 1/50th. Which is the Midah Beinonis that Chazal enacted. Piches Asara, Hosef Asara, if he gave it more than 10 or less than 10, Machlokas Rishonim. Which is which? 1/40th and 1/60th. But which is the Piches, which is the Hosir? Right? Does he make the Either way, it's the percentage or the amount. So echad minun piches asara hosav. I'm sorry, I lost. In enor the adalja balabai story me benros echad minun piches asara hosav asar chuma so truma. So there you see a mistake worked. So why in our case do we say a mistake doesn't work? Why can't by truma also you say l'tkuni shadartich? So the gemara gives the obvious answer. No, there's a difference between totally messing up and there's a range. Amri Hassam, Kivan Dika Tarambayan Yafa, Dika Tarambayan Ra, Amalachi Amatich. If you're within the range of 1/40th to 1/60th, then the Shliach can still say, I didn't mess up, that's how I thought you would want to give. If he gives a half, right? So then maybe, but here he gave within the range. Hacha ta'usahi, Amar Loibay Lachalamite. But here it's a total mistake. And you made a mistake, so the whole thing falls apart, and therefore there is a difference between the two. Shlichus in general is a huge topic. Again, we don't have time to get into it, but remember the different ways of looking at a shliach, different powers. If you look in the first Lekach Tov, Siman Aleph, first paragraph, he talks about the three based on the Gemara in Kiddushin, Mem Gimel. That's the first source anybody would quote in the world of shlichus. But the Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Aser Daraisa, in the first piece, he discusses three approaches to shlichus that one could have. Im hakavana shegufo shel shliach nashav kegufo mishalayach. The strongest, I am him. The shliach is the mishalayach, mamish. Is that the chiddush of shlichus? Or no? The shliach is like someone else, but it's ke'ilu the mishalayach did the action that the shliach did. There could be a chilek between those two. Number three, the mishalayach did not do the action. The shliach did the action. But the Mishaleach gets the credit for the action. So, A, the Mishaleach is the Shliach. B, the Mishaleach did the action that the Shliach did. C, the Mishaleach gets the credit for the action that the Shliach did. Again, different, Gemaras, right? The Gemara in Nedarim, fascinating, talks about can a Baal be Mefer al Yidei Shliach, the nether of his wife. Isha haferam, the husband. So there, it's not just about doing the maisa. You have to be the husband. Machlokas on the Gemara there, whether a shliach could do a hafar. Some things need, bailav imo. Those are two cases in halacha where you need the bailim. So what about a shliach? Is that good enough? By bailav imo for the patur, by a shoel, by shomer. Either way, that's the two issues. If you look in the Reishis Bikurim, he just says at the end of the Masechta, he says, just to talk, I'm not going to get into the whole thing. It's three pages worth, relating to the Masechtas. He talks about how, the Masechta was all about firstborns and ended with about Meiser. He says that's a real unit. Because Bechor is always, and it's interesting that most Karbanos, you have to be Makdish. These are two Karbanos that are different. The only two. Bechor is automatic. Meiser requires a little action of a person, but then it's also automatic. Right, we just discussed mistakes. So that's another connection between Meiser and Bechor, why Meiser is in this Masechta. Because Meiser is a little bit automatic too. Once you put it through the fence, you don't have a choice. Unlike all other Karbanos. Bechor is first. Meiser, there are many areas of Halacha, in Nigla and mostly in Nistar, he quotes, that 10 is a unit. 10 Sviros, Aseres Hadibros, right? 10 Makos, ending with Bechoros, right? There's an overlap between the first and the lasts. And he says, the Masechta starts off with Bechor and ends off with Meiser. That's not coincidental. Ki ha-Bechor v'ha-Meiser ikaram echad, v'zehu na'at sofan b'tchilasan, l'chaber u'liyachid ha-sof im ha-rosh. Right? Bechor and Meiser are really two parts of a unit. Two parts of a unit. At the moment of the 10th Makkah, the Bechoros became sanctified. What made the Bechoros sanctified? Nothing. It was automatic. That's why Kedusha's Bechor is automatic. It's automatic. Right? Makkah's Bechoros, we had to do something for the 10th Makkah. We had to go inside. We had to put the blood on. So he goes through this relationship. Asara Kedushos of Eretz Yisrael, Yom Kippur, it's the beginning of the year, but it's on the 10th of Tishrei. There's a lot of firsts and tenths that he talks about here, and there's a lot of depth to it. But a lot of it has to do with the idea of Bechor being totally automatic, and the tenth being a little human input, but it's also automatic. And it's connected between the two, and that's Maseches Bechoros. And again, as we stand here, so we had to do our Ishtavlus in the 60 daf of Bechoros, but again, then Memela, hopefully, the Kiddush that happens to a Jew when they learn anything in Torah, right, the Kiddush HaGavra, right, Rav Soloveitchik like to point out on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which is also quoted in the Gemara Maseches Yuma, the three crowns of a Jew. Keser Kahuna, Keser Machlos, Keser Torah. The first two are clearly in the Gavra. There's a status. A Kohen inherently has a status differently than all other Jews. Because he's a Kohen. There are halachas that reflect that. A Melech is a status. Whether he's anointed or appointed. Either way, a Melech is a status. Somebody who learns Torah is a status. It's Kiddush HaGavra. It's Kiddush HaGavra when a person learns. And that's why when somebody has the schus to learn Bechoros, right, which is about automatic kedushos at the beginning and at the end, the Bechor and the Meiser. So that automatic kedusha surely is Mekadesh the Gavra of those who learn it. We just have to take it with us as we say Hadron Alach Meiser Behema Uslik Alach Beseches Bechoros. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored in honor of the yard site of Jamie Lehman, Chaim Menachem Ben Menashe, Rafael Vesara by Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel. Tomorrow we start Maseches Arachin. Okay, we'll stop here.